The following is an interview that I recorded with Guillaume Simard January 14th or 15th, 2015. If you watch Sync Quick News episode 12, where we talk about the Paris shootings, and I do a brief Skype talk with Guillaume, this was the full unedited conversation that we had. Of course, edited down to like 30 seconds for Sync Quick News. Here is the full 30 minutes of conversation from that evening. Enjoy. So let's actually ask a French person, what does the word illuminer mean?
Okay, I can answer now. So, hey, it's Guillaume. So yeah, I've seen the President Hollande has used the word illuminate, and many people have taken that word, as translated it as Illuminati. We can interpret the word as Illuminati, as Illuminati would be traduced as illuminé. But an illuminé in French wouldn't be traduced as Illuminati. It would be traduced as illuminated, but for us it's something that is bad. It means that you are a crazy guy, basically, you know. You've gone crazy and your head lighted up, you know. And basically that's what the President Hollande wanted to say, you know, and that seems totally logical in his sentence. I see no way to debate about it. But again, if it's a code on purpose, why not? You know, I don't think it is. You know what it means? You understood what it means? It means like you have a light bulb in your brain, you know?
right. Yeah, the, like enlightened ones, or yeah, that's even Illuminati again. So that's what it can mean.
Yeah, but here it's like the bad light in your head, you know. It's you have a problem, you know. Your head is not enlightened. It's fucked up, you know. It's shining like I don't know how to say, because it seems logic to me, because we often use that word. It's not like I'm using it every day, you know.
But do you, when you use that word, is it used like as a compliment or?
No, not at all. You know, it means you are stupid or crazy. Like you are so stupid that we could see light in your eyes, you know, because you are crazy, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems logic to me, but it doesn't mean enlightened. No, it doesn't.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that. I appreciate the clarification there.
Yeah, because you know, I like also to see the different stuff we can hear when important people like this are speaking, you know. But here, you know, I could see how people are just going the wrong way and just listening to themselves, you know, and I couldn't deny it, you know. But of course, you know, in a world where Illuminatis are ruling the world and Mr. Hollande would be their slave and all, and he would have to hide messages in his discourse and all, maybe. But then I don't even see the point of continuing to care about all this, because it would be totally crazy, you know, if you would have been doing that, you know.
Right, the point at which national leaders get on TV and say the Illuminati did this, that would sort of everything would stop. The world would have to stop and pay attention.
Oh yeah, sure.
He would not say that. He would be shot in the street or something.
Yeah, for sure. For what purpose, you know? If it's to say it to the Illuminati, they don't care, because they obviously know that they did it. You know, with Joe Daly talking about PSYOP and all, There is a psyop, obviously, but on another level, you know. And
would you comment on what level do you think the psyop is?
It's on the how you can break someone's personality, you know, how you can bend people on their knees, you know, make them go on their knees and excuse for something that they didn't do. And even if we talk about the terrorists, you know, that this did this, you know, there are French people that were in our streets, you know, that we let in the shit for years, you know. It makes like 30 years that we are doing plans for suburbs and all, and nothing has never changed, you know, and nothing will, in fact. So we've been creating those lost people, you know, empty people. I'm not trying to justify what they did, of course not, but I just can't deny how it could have happened and why it happened in the first place, you know. And yeah, when I see all those people that I was trying to get the attention of when we were talking about the Syrian conflict and the fact that we were supplying rebels that obviously are part of a branch of Al-Qaeda, it's like we've given the weapons they've used, you know, to kill those cartoonists, you know. So it's really weird to be in France right now, because we talk about the French people being all together and all, you know, and what I see is totally blind people, you know, just they need a cause, okay? That's for sure. In fact, I realized that they wanted to go out and wanted to do something, you know. But most of them were here, you know, like not as a vengeance, but just to say, like, I stand up counter the terrorism, you know, and I'm here in the street just to tell them that no, they won't take our liberty of expression, you know. In fact, they don't understand at all who are the guilty ones, and they don't even think about themselves and what they could have done and what they could do right now that would be efficient, you know, for the following. So yeah, that's kind of weird. And seeing my Muslim friends being obliged to excuse themselves, you know, for something they have nothing to do with, you know, but they are obliged. It's like, you know, if you don't comply to this, you are you can't even go in the street, okay? I think that's the most shocking in the whole story, you know. So yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to. Do you see most people? This was what we experienced here in the United States. Do you feel like most people seem like ready to support quote-unquote anti-terrorist legislation, meaning crack down on liberties, civil liberties are lost.
Man, okay, so there has been a march, everybody is aware of that, and people were thanking the cops, you know, like shouting, thanks, police. Merci, la police. Merci, la police. Okay. That's fucked up. It's like Stockholm syndrome, you know. And so it means.
So with that in mind, this is what I want to ask you, right? You seem to make a distinction, though. So there's a Stockholm syndrome. There is a power elite. But do you think this is? You don't think this is a conspiracy in the sense of a fake? It's still the end result is that it's a conspiracy because it still works to the same ends of the control system. But yeah. You don't think these are crisis actors or some sort of conspiracy like that. It's a different level of conspiracy,
sure.
Right?
Sure. Sadly, what I've, you know, and it took me time to realize it because I was not getting information or not enough information, is that it's very real. And we've let that shit happen, which is in itself, which comes in itself from a conspiracy, okay? But the purpose was to create that shit, which is very real now, and you don't need any help, you know? And I've watched documentaries, but, you know, you can see when it when something is fake, and you can see when it's real people that are totally lost, you know? And you could see whole families going to Syria, you know, thinking that it's going to be better there, and knowing that they couldn't get back. But the normal family, I'm telling you, you know, nothing like actors playing a role, you know, or totally lost people, you know. And it's happening. A lot of people are going there because they are fed up with many things here, you know. It's not only about being a Muslim and, you know, they're, it's just a pretext, basically. And about the rules that are passing right now, it's just amazing. They are on TV, they are talking about many things that they are going to change, and be between them is like being able to check your phone and things like that very, you know, in a more easy fashion, and all going in the same for the same purpose, you know. Which is
unfortunately we went through this you know, pretty hard. I lived in New York during 9/11. We went through this. It hasn't gotten any better here. It's just people now just completely accept it, and I have a massive amount of sympathy for this situation, not just for loss of life in France, but for this, that you're going to have to experience what is a very unpleasant people around you becoming zombies to police state tactics is a very unfortunate reality of what you're probably going to have to experience.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. But, you know, I was very aware of what happened on 9/11. And I can even say that it started here also, not at the same time, but in the following years, because we've adopted many of the rules that the United States have passed. And in fact, if we observe, we are just having the same events, the same psychological events, I would say, like the same program, you know, on the consciousness, you know. It's before we had the new products that were there, like the Nike and shoes and things like that, and now we are even have societal debates and all those stuff, you know. It's you check the United States, and then you know that it's coming like in a year or something like that.
Right.
Same debates, same events, same reactions. Like when you've had the first, not the first guy killed by a cop, but the first one in the Ferguson, which made a lot of noise. Just weeks later, we've had one child killed by, not really by a cop, but it's because of a grenade at protests, you know, and who was killed, you know, and very innocent and all. So it was like the same reaction. What do we do with the cop and all? It's exactly what I have followed with Ferguson's story, you know. So yeah, that's synchronistically weird to watch, because here, you know, I know people who know the cartoonist. I have seen now too many people that have seen the bodies because they arrived there before the cops and all. A lot of people witnessed so many, many, many things. So, and then when they were on the run, you know, they've gone to places to buy food and all, and people have seen them and all. And all the day we were having people being on the phone, you know, like neighbors that were contacted by fucking journalists, you know, never stopping, and even sometimes putting things in failure because of what they are seeing on TV. And And those people, yeah, they were talking about them. It was exactly them. And now we even have videos of them explaining that they are going to do that. You know, it totally makes sense. There is no hole in this. You know, effectively, this video with this cop that doesn't have his head that explode is weird. You know, but I fucking don't care. What I know about all the rest is very, very real. Here I have a doubt because I'm not professional in weapons, and you know, and sometimes things can go differently. Sometimes we don't give a shit about it, because if we were not having a doubt in the first place, you know, we would just say, oh, this time it didn't explode, but we would still think the guy is dead. So here we are searching for all details and what could be wrong and all. So, you know, if it was fake, we wouldn't be running on the same little stuff in so many footages that are available, you know, so many witness, so many talks, you know, and people are running on the same thing on the internet, which is the guy, the cop, and his blood, and a few other things, you know, I don't even recall, you know. And at first, you know, I went to see the different theories because it interests me, you know. But then when I had all those evidences, you know, I just couldn't continue in this. And so that again, there is a kind of separation here, you know, in this community. And it's time to be very, very careful, I think. Ready.
Even JJ, I get the impression that JJ, who's also in France, he's not in Paris now, but he seems very strongly to believe that it is some sort of fake or more orchestrated event. Do you think that's just a different of opinion, or maybe because you are in Paris and he is not? Or no, you're in Lyon, right?
I'm in Lyon. What I can say, I can't speak for him. I know him very well, I think. We've talked about it. When we talked about it, he told me that he was agreeing with me. He was telling me that on a synchromystical level, it was very interesting, and I totally agree on that. For sure, there are so many interesting things, like the one he pointed about the 111 and Aleister Crowley quote on the fool with Charlie. Means fool, and so I am a fool. Okay, so this is very interesting. Okay, but I think that he knows that they died and all. Maybe he wants to believe that the president told said Illuminati, but I'm not really sure about that. I think he tend to agree with me, but it doesn't mean that it's not interesting in itself. Just as is, you know.
All right, so I think what we need to do, like I said, if we're really ever gonna actually address this, I would want to do it where we have both you and JJ together and we could actually talk at a longer
Oh, yeah.
fashion, because I can't use all this in sync quick news, obviously, but yeah, it's just super interesting, and it's gonna be what it's gonna be to a certain extent, but
You know, you know those days, you know, it's like I'm floating, you know, I'm like watching the reality in a so different way because of other things also, but this is totally crazy. You see all the people, hopefully, you know, Virginie, which is my girlfriend, is kind of agreeing with me, you know, and because she has followed all the stuff I was talking about before, and she see all those hypocrites that were not caring before about the real issues, you know. So that's cool, and I have a few friends around because I live in a good place that agree, you know. But when you go a little bit further, like in your family or people that are not your big friends, you know, it's fucked up. You can't even begin to talk about it and discuss the fact. You know, they will always tell you that you are not caring about the cartoonists that died and all. And you know, it's like, you know, now they are obliging you to buy it and to like it, you know, and that's the problem. You can condemn the acts, but if you were not liking it before, you don't have to like it right now. It's
correct.
Totally crazy. And so what's happening for the Muslims is they can't be seen, you know, as accepting this, because for their relatives, they will be seen as people that encouraged the caricatures, okay, the drawings, okay, and they want to say we condemn the murders, but we still don't like that you mock the one that we can't tell the name of, you know. So yeah, that's hard to see them obliged to comply, you know. Really hard, because I don't see any issue here. And just one thing that happened today is there is a famous French humorist called Dieudonné. And he has already he's already known as someone that is going too far in what he says. What I think is, this guy is a genius, okay? He's one of the guys that makes me the most laugh, you know, the biggest laugh. But they've kicked him out of the country once when he made a presentation and a comic thing, you know, and it was about the Jews and people interpreted it really badly, you know, and without even talking with him, you know, they've just said, okay, we don't invite him never again on TV. He will not be able to perform on stages and all, and they really banned him from France. You know, it was totally crazy. So talk about expression liberty, you know. And so he came back. He did a lot of shit because he wanted to provocate the people. He wanted to do crazy stuff just for people to react, you know. So now many people doesn't know if he's serious when he's talking with a nationalist here, you know. But he's not serious. To me, it's a provocation. But anyway, today yesterday he wrote a sentence which was je me sens Charlie Koulibi, it's the name of the one of the terrorists, okay? So he put the two words, the two names, Charlie and the name of the terrorist. And for this, you know what they did? They arrested him, and he is now facing a trial to maybe go in jail.
So what translates to say, I am both of them, right? I am part...
Exactly.
Torn between these two things. I am part comedian and also part like activist. I'm angry, but I'm also sympathetic.
No. What he means, because he's condemning also. He is black, by the way. So what he means is, I am both Charlie. That's you know, Charlie. What it means, but I am also feeling like I'm a terrorist. Now I'm going in the street as a black guy, you know, because people are looking at me like that. You know, so you understand what I mean?
Because sure. Okay. Not that he's upset. That he's sympathetic with the terrorists, but that he's saying people look at him as if he is, because he has dark skin.
So he didn't say I am. He said, I feel like I am, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And so for this, you know, today they arrested him. He's facing jail because of a law that passed in November, last November. How convenient, you know. nobody has heard of about that law, you know. So what he is facing for incitation to terrorism, okay? So I find it so funny, you know, because
These are the same people who are defending free speech, right?
Yeah, the same people that
go out in the street with a sign because we have to protect free speech.
Exactly, you know, and here it's some people have ticked, you know, on internet and are debating about we don't apply this law to everybody the same way, you know. So they've talked about it a little bit on TV and all. People were having different approaches, of course, and some were even trying again to justify it, saying it's different, it's not the same, you know. What I want to say is we could say like the drawings are an incitation to hate of religious of this religion, you know. It's exactly the same, you know. The law is like that. You put a word on it and it goes, okay, it doesn't belong to liberty of expression because it's classified as an incitation to something, you know. And if you don't know that you can put that word on it, you know, then you're fucked up. And that's it, you know. It's all about the law and how you use it. And but yeah, since we've claimed... some liberty for expression and went in the street to protest, you know, I've seen a lot of contradicting behaviors.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you know, so this is just begun. Like I said, I think unfortunately we'll all be wrestling with this for a while because it's
sure.
It's the next, you know, it's the next stage of political event, you know, whatever the truth behind how it happened, who planned it and things like that, we might never know, but we do know that the ramifications of it are going to be
What we do know is that Al-Qaeda has been created by the CIA
right
in the first place. So what we know also is that they probably wouldn't have any weapon without our help. What we also know is that all the Islamic states called ISIS also has taken weapons that were lost in Iraq from us also. So yeah, that seems pretty clear to me as to who are the responsible, you know. No need to see a word in a French discourse.
You're saying no need to focus on the word Illuminati in a speech,
sure. That,
because there's a more obvious.
There is so much to take care of right now.
There's an actual pressing thing that we can point out and act on from a activist standpoint, rather than focusing on a word that doesn't even mean what they think it means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should first care about, for once, the first level of things, you know? And then, of course, I'm interested about the other levels, you know? But, and there are a lot of things that are really sinky and all, but this is really real. It's really changing everything here. People are acting really weirdly, like zombies, in fact, really like zombies, you know. And I feel like they are so open to anything, in fact. They are open to any suggestions, okay? And they are, so yeah, on TV today, they were even saying when they were talking about the different measures they're going to adopt for security, you know, They some people were saying, oh, I hope they this time they are going to do it because it was not enough obviously before, and also even people are complying to it and even in encouraging more control and also, yeah, I think it's exactly how it happened in United States for an hour.
Let's end it there because I want to keep talking to you, but we both have so much we need to do, and I also feel like if we're going to have a conversation about this, honestly, I would like to have JJ there, just because then we can all talk.
Speak to me some other way.